May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So as I said, today we celebrate All Saints Sunday. And All Saints typically brings to mind those great saints of old. Saint Peter, Saint Paul, Saint John, and in slightly more recent centuries, St. Augustine, St. Aidan, St. Patrick, and there are so many more I'm sure we could name. Saints who have done amazing things and often died as martyrs for their faith. Sometimes these saints are depicted in stained glass windows in churches, especially if that church is named after one of the saints. Our church, being All Saints, we have a number of saints in our stained glass. Many of the windows around the church show scenes from Jesus' life. But the west window at the back, which is now quite difficult for us to see with the bell screen and the other wooden screen in place, that shows quite a few of the saints. It includes a number of the apostles and biblical saints, and a reference to the white-robed army, which we heard about in our Revelation reading this morning. The thing about stained glass, of course, is that it doesn't look much from the outside. Stained glass windows really only look effective when the light shines through them, so from the inside. And they look best on a sunny day, as we have been blessed with today, which is most fortuitous as I am speaking about it. That as the sunlight streams in, we get these beautiful patterns dance across the floor. And I was looking just earlier, and at the moment they're up on the walls, the beautiful colours that really show the stained glass as they should be seen. The saints who we see in these stained glass windows were themselves, of course, just ordinary people like you and me. How was it then that they came to do such amazing things, to lead such incredible and faithful lives? Well, it was only because of God working through them and in them. Just as the sun streams through the stained glass, so it was God's light shining through those saints that gave them the beauty and vibrancy that we celebrate and remember today. This morning we had the Beatitudes for our Gospel reading. Jesus' wonderful words, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." I won't read them all again, but incredible words, I think. They're words that turn the world and its values upside down. You could preach a year's worth of sermons on them and still not scratch the surface. But at the same time, you risk missing the beauty of them if you unpack them too much. For this morning, we might glean from these challenging statements of Jesus that it is the ordinary people who God blesses, those who have bad days, those who struggle, those who grieve, those who are lonely, those who struggle and wrestle with their faith, those who find it hard to see the light in the darkness. God does not expect us to have it all sorted, to have perfect lives. He knows and understands that at times we can feel very broken. But God chooses broken people to be his saints. People like you and me, who fall down and fail. People who don't feel worthy. People who let God down. Yet still God chooses us to be his saints. But it's okay, because like the stained glass window, which the light shines through to make it beautiful, to show its full potential, so it is God's light and love which shine through us, which show us for who we are truly meant to be. They might not make a stained glass window for you and me, but God takes us and wants to shine his light through us, to bless the world, to bring light and beauty to the world. And it is as we let God shine through us that we reach our full potential. Today, as we celebrate All Saints Sunday, we celebrate the fact that we are all saints and we make up Christ's body, the church. And that's why today is such a celebration. And we're encouraging people throughout today to get to know their fellow saints. And indeed, throughout this week, we have been doing this. To discover each other a bit more. To find out what different people contribute to our church community. And that's why we have our stalls set up for today. These stalls are showcasing some of the things that people in our church community bring to this church. Things like the Mothers Union and the music, the junior church, the bell ringers, all the different things that happen within our church community, some of which we may not be very aware of. And I do encourage you, if you get a chance, to have a look around some of the stalls. So we all bring and contribute something to our church community. You may not feel like you have much that you can contribute. Maybe you feel too busy, or too old, or too out of touch, or too poor. But God has called all of us, whatever our age or ability or situation in life, to be a part of the church, to be a saint. And we all have something to offer and to bring to this community. So this morning, can I encourage you that you are one of God's saints, that God wants to shine his light through you into this sometimes very dark world. Can I encourage you to open yourself up to God, to allow his light to shine through you, to allow you to reach your full potential and to bless the world? And can I also challenge you to own that status as a saint, as part of Christ's body, his church here on earth, and to rally alongside your fellow saints and take your place within God's church. Amen.